There's a vast difference, you know, between being someone with a high IQ, intelligence quotient, and being someone with a high EQ, emotional quotient. There's a very good book on the subject whose title I forget, but it's about the EQ versus the IQ. And it's a secular book, but the point that the writer is making is that IQ people don't make good managers because they have no skills to relate to the people around them. There are exceptions, of course, and if you happen to be one of those exceptions, please forgive me. But largely speaking, very bright, very clever people do not relate easily to those around them. They are extremely clever and they can make all the sums add up. They can do all the stuff, jump through all the hoops. But when it comes to managing people, they have absolutely no people skills at all. And that is where, when you're looking for a management team, you need to be looking at the person with EQ, the emotional quotient. It really doesn't matter so much if he can make all the sums add up, though I don't suggest that he does anything underhand. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he needs to be able to spot the people who will make a good team. He needs to be able to detect the people who can do certain tasks and do them well. He needs to be able to place his people well, expanding them in their given field and encouraging them to become all that they have the potential to become. It's a bit like being a pastor of a church, really, because that's what the pastor should be doing. He should be looking prophetically at the lives of his congregation and seeing them with the eyes of God, seeing where God sees them and how he can help them to get to the place where they are right now, from the place where they are right now to the place where God actually sees them. Because God has a dream for each one of our lives. And part of the role of a pastor is to discover what that dream is and then help your people into it. It's not for your people to serve your vision, whatever or however powerful that vision may be. They are not fodder for us to build our little sphere of influence. We are there to build them. We are there to bring them into the fullness of everything that God has for them. Jesus says, doesn't he? You must not lord it over them, as do the Gentiles. There must never be the time when the leadership is not approachable. There must never be the time where a sheep is afraid of the leadership. The leadership are fathers in the faith, and as such, they should be people to whom the sheep can go, like they can go to the shepherd. Takes some thinking about, really, doesn't it? And it may actually change the way we do things. Hopefully it will. There we are then. Think on that one.